Yeah, Kenny Loggins there, and I'm footloose, and that went out, especially to Ursula. I want to welcome into the studio now Brendan Burke from the Kilbarry Coast Community Programme. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, John. How are you?
And thanks very much for dropping into the studio on this horrible old day.
It's cold out there.
It is cold, yeah. You visited all the foreign embassies in Dublin. We're going to talk about that shortly. It's very interesting. But before that, the Kilbarry Coast Community Programme, tell us a little bit about the background to that. Some of his listeners will probably never have heard.
Well, basically, it's a reform community centre for reformed addicts in the morning times, and then in the afternoon it's an after-school service for some of the kids, and some of the kids are children of the addicts.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, at evening time, it's the drop-in, again, like that, some of the kids are... Because most of it's a community-based project, and all the kids from the area come into it, and they've grown up. Like, even some of the staff that are there have grown up in the area as well, so, and they've even attended the community centre when they were younger themselves. So it's a real community-based programme, you know what I mean? Like and people, kids from other areas are also welcome in the community centre and the drop-in and all.
So, and it's morning, afternoon and evening, so it's open a lot of times.
Yeah, it's open from nearly 10 in the morning till say, 9 at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you do different things with the after-school. It's a different age group. So they range from about 7, 8 to about 12, because then in the drop-in centre, it's from secondary school level, which is 12 up to 18. Do you know what I mean? But there are some kids that linger on as well because they've gotten so much value out of the community centre, you know?
Yeah. And which group would you work with personally?
I work with the Youth Matters group, which is the small children and the drop-in centre as well, the teenage group as well,
So you put a lot of hours into it.
It's different shifts, so you don't necessarily be in from... Some of the staff are in from, say, 2 in the afternoon until 9 at night. But the other staff, as a scheme member, I'm only in for 4 hours. And that may be the after school from 2 to 6, and then from on another day it might be from 5 to 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you do your 19 and a half hours.
That's basically
Is it manned by volunteers and CE workers?
It's staff that are paid and CE members as well, and I assume just some volunteers as well. You know.
Yeah, so do you enjoy working with the
Oh,
kids?
I love it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. it's a challenge because they want to do things and stuff. You want to be able to create projects for them to do, keep them occupied and stuff like that, you know, because, and there's different levels as well. Like with the younger group, we do some cookery and some art projects and stuff like that. And then with the older group, we do some stuff like murals and stuff like that. Like there's a mural for the teenage group down in the train station in Kilbarrick as well, that was done by the kids as well, you know, with different artists that came in, you know. But I'm here now and I can give my perspective on some of the stuff as well, because I have an artistic background as well, so you know what I mean, like I used to work in the movies and bits and pieces like that, and special effects.
So would some of the children have problems or
some of them would have say the likes of HDD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? HADD. Some of them would have dyslexia. Some of them would just have just general issues, you know what I mean? Like, but others wouldn't have it, but they would still be as important as the kids that have, you know what I mean? Like,
but you're able to work with them all anyway.
Basically, able to work.
That's cool. That's great.
We're all trained in certain courses with kids and stuff like that as well, so we know how to look after them and handle them in the ways that they...
Okay. Now there's a big article in the Northside People there, and yourself there, and tell us, you visited all the foreign embassies in Dublin, but you more or less said to the kids, look, I'm going to visit. How many embassies are there?
There's 56 embassies in Dublin.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just wanted to give the kids a sense of a chance to kind of change their way of thinking, you know.
Yeah.
So and with doing that, it can change their whole perspective on life as well, you know, give them better opportunities as well. The likes of the travelling around the world in 8 days, I said, travelling around 56 countries in 8 days.
Yeah.
I said it to some of the kids. Now, we were doing the summer project at the time, so it was the younger kids more than the older kids at the time. and some of them fell around the floor laughing. How would you do that many in 8 days, you know? So I said to her, okay, I got to show you. Right, so with that, I explained first what I was going to do, that I was going to go to each embassy. And in each embassy, like in the movies, you kind of, like in the movies, they say, oh, if you come to the embassy, you're on, say,
foreign ground.
Yeah. You're in your home soil kind of thing. So using that basis, I turned around and I said to the kids, so once I step onto the property of the embassy, I'm under their government, I'm under their rule and everything else. So therefore, I'm in their country. Yeah. So by doing that, I said, I'll be travelling to 56 countries. And in 8 days, you can't do it consecutively because of the fact it's not possible to... you could if you're just taking photographs of the buildings, yeah, but that wouldn't have been enough for the kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to show them even more, something more impressive, you know? So I wanted to show them that if you follow through with what you say you're going to do, and push and don't give up, you can actually get better, greater things. So by doing that, I wanted to show them having a photograph with the ambassadors, you know? And because you can't get all the ambassadors in at the one time when you want it, you have to work around them because it's a big business, you know? So I sent out emails to all the embassies, and some of them had been on foreign aid work and stuff like that, and so they weren't available, but the ones that were sent me some beautiful, beautiful emails and telling me, yes, they would be delighted to come in and have a photo with the ambassador and stuff like that. And so I went around over the summer on while I was still doing the youth project, and the kids were asking me, okay, what country are you going to today? Where is there a country here? Is there? And so, like, there's not all the countries, because I think there's about 192 countries in the world. And so not all the countries have embassies in every country. So I was explaining that to the kids. So it was good. It was a kind of a geographical thing for the kids as well to learn. It also, culturally, it was making them aware of the different kids in the country, in the class and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So they knew what was they were about, because I was asking some of the embassies about their flags and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So what they signified and stuff.
Were you recording all this, or you?
No, that was just
so you were able to go back to the kids anyway and tell them what they
Because of the thing I wanted to show them, that because I have a learning difficulty myself with dyslexia, I wanted to show them that you don't have to be some super intelligent person or a well trained person to be able to come up with an idea that could be as simple as just saying what I did, and then getting places. Like, even from coming from to show them I'm just an ordinary person, and to just be able to go in and meet with these big impressive people was an amazing thing. And even then to put an article in the paper and get it seen by all the community, even the parents of other kids that aren't in the community over a different part of Kilbarrick got to see the magazine, even from different parts of even Donaghmede area.
Yeah.
They all got to see the magazine. And so the whole message of using your imagination to create an idea and follow through with it, you know what I mean? Like, it's gone out there, you know what I mean? Like,
You can achieve.
As I said, because they're just taking the photographs of all the embassies. You know, as I did, I went around most of the embassies, right?
Yeah.
Well, all the embassies anyway. But I didn't get to meet most of the... I just got to meet 17 of
that's brilliant.
The impressive ones as well. Like the American embassy, it was just an amazing one, you know what I mean? Because...
You were saying the security is something.
Yeah, the security they have. It's like it's the equivalent of going in to an airport, putting your belt and all your change and everything into the tray and going through, and you have to walk through the machine. So it actually feels like you're going on holidays to that country, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So... the likes of the Egyptian embassy that I went to, that was the second embassy I went to, and I felt like, because I was asked into this big massive room with a big lovely sofa, yellow sofa, you know, and the ambassador was really, really nice, and she made me feel like it was like, it's like your favourite aunt you're sitting with and having a cup of coffee, you know, and she's just talking to you, how was your day and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It was very, very nice. Even there was one of the days that I had the three embassies within an hour and a half of each other, you know, together. Like, I had the Polish ambassador at 11, and normally most of the meetings and the photographs only took about 15-20 minutes, do you know what I mean? Because they're very busy anyway. But the Polish ambassador was really interested in how things are run with the kids and all that stuff over in this country. So he can help along, you know what I mean? And then that meeting went over about 40 minutes. Yeah. So I was running down the road to the Chinese ambassador, and when I was meeting the Chinese deputy ambassador, I was talking and he was asking me a question. And I was going, and then I had to go back down to the.
And
check.
I said they were all very nice.
Oh, they were super. They were really welcoming. You know what I mean? They really thought it was a great idea, and they were on board with it, the whole thing. They all wanted to know like about the community centre and about what goes on in the country, you know what I mean, like. And I asked them as well what was the purpose of the embassies, just so I could tell the kids and stuff, and basically they were saying for helping with work abroad and here from their nationality to here or vice versa, for visas and basic passports, and also as well for when it becomes, when there's votes needed for the Irish government and vice versa. Basically, that's how they work.
And I imagine that the Polish embassy are kept very, very busy because there's a huge Polish community in Ireland.
I was amazed I even got to see the Polish ambassador because of that. You know what I mean?
It's just pictures. You got 17 pictures, but they couldn't put all the pictures into the.
No, unfortunately, they couldn't. Otherwise, I would have taken up the whole newspaper.
maybe you should create a little flyer or something yourself.
Well, I was thinking of doing a blog.
Yeah.
But again, like that, I'm not familiar with how blogs work. But I have friends who do blogs, and I'm going to ask them, and I have written out a lot of stuff about day by day and how it went for me and what it was like, and I was going to try and put it in a blog and have it open to whoever wants to have a look at it.
I wouldn't be great with blogs either. Now, you know, I'd have to get somebody to do it for me. But were all the embassies the sort of the same level of comfort and all that?
Different countries had the different types of embassies. Like, say, for argument's sake, the American embassy had its own land and big, huge office and stuff like that, where there was other embassies that were just in office blocks. Do you know what I mean? But they would have a couple of floors of embassies. Of the embassy in the block, you know. So it was still, the comfort was there. It was just but they all had their residence was all the big houses on Aylesbury Road or something like that, you know. And they were very good, because some of them turned around and offered trips for the kids to go in and learn about the different foreign embassies and foreign cultures and stuff.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It's very nice. Are you going to follow through with that?
Oh, we will, yeah. We were going to organize. See, we have trips that go out on, we have times of the year, like the midterms and the summer and stuff, and we can organize trips for there. And because I've already made connections with the embassies, hopefully then we can go back and reignite them connections, and then even go in and bring the kids on little small world trips. Do you know what I mean? Like, say 4 or 5 in one day. You know what I mean?
It's fantastic. Fair play to you, for bringing that to the kids and all that. Really, it's fantastic. And we'll talk again. Maybe let us know when you're going to visit the embassies
again. Yeah,
you know, maybe bring in a couple of the kids and let them have a yap to
us. This is it. Yeah. Nice. Say what they've seen already. Yeah.
Well, listen, Brendan, thanks very much for coming in to me. And is there anything you want to add?
Basically on the last statement that I made in the article, that no matter how you get to anyone, not just for children, for teenagers, adults, anything, no matter how much you get knocked back in life, never give up. Just keep trying.
Use the old imagination.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And act on something straight away, because if you don't act on it, like for argument's sake, the embassy thing here, if I had sat down too much and thought about it, I probably would have said, no, they won't see me. Yeah, you know what I mean? They won't do it. So just go out and take it. You know what I mean? If it doesn't work, try again. You know?
Yeah, and just go for it. Listen, Brendan, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, John.
The clock is beating.